Katie Yellow came to New Orleans in 2015 to study for her master's degree in arts administration here at the University of New Orleans. Now she's based in the city for her work as a public arts specialist. Today we're talking about her very first book, New Orleans, Mural, Street Art, Graffiti, Volume 1. Ever wonder what the story is behind a colorful mural? Well, Katie will tell you. Now, you started out as a street artist yourself, and then you had a realization that made you change course to become an advocate.
Well, I started off as a mural painter.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did actually wasn't necessarily exposed to the art form. I had just always been an illustrator, drawing on napkins, anything I could put a big pen to. And so one day I was in my studio in upstate, and I picked up a paintbrush and kind of put it to the wall and had that same energy flow through where I just used the paintbrush as a pen. So eventually, Susan, I ended up painting large-scale outdoor illustration-like pieces, but typically with a community component. So for me, and through this book you'll realize and in conversation, muralism and mural making means lots of different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was initially a tool for community building. And that's also where my public art practice started. So, yes, I used to paint murals. There might even be one or two small paintings of mine around New Orleans. I've got pieces in Alaska and New York and Florida. And so eventually when I went to New York, specifically to Brooklyn, which to me was the street art capital of the world in 2014, I was painting at a mural jam on Halsey Street, and I just had kind of a moment where I realized there needed to be more people on the advocacy side, the business side. I was always organizing and painting myself, and I just thought my time would be best spent on the organizational side.
Why did you choose this city, for example?
I think the story with that is a reason a lot of people moved to New Orleans. So for me, I was living in a small apartment in Brooklyn, working very hard, long hours, and I just convinced myself that there was a better life out there. And my practice in being an arts advocate, that meant more education, more room to grow. And so I took a one-way U-Haul with a bunch of friends who were moving down there in a jazz band and came to New Orleans to just kind of change things up completely.
What I love about this book is that you go right down to every aspect of it from the very beginning.
That's exactly why I wrote this book. As a teacher, I've taught an undergrad class, public art, mural making, graffiti history. I taught at the high school level. There's a real need for people to understand how unique this craft is. Also to understand the difference between graffiti, murals, and street art. But really that when you paint large-scale outdoor pieces, huge wall work, you are really becoming a construction worker. And I certainly know that. I've painted up to 4 floors myself physically. And it is not a studio practice. You're not going to the wall and experimenting. You're going there with a plan, with a draft, with mm-hmm. a blueprint. And then you're scaling the art up. And it is absolutely physical. You know, one of my favorite things to do is actually watch people paint murals.
Yeah,
it's the real art itself. If you've ever seen Henry Lipkis, or if you're ever going down wherever you are, they're getting painted everywhere all over the world all the time. Now, pull over and watch it. It's really quite a physical thing.
So what's your next project? You've been working on something exciting in Flint, Michigan, haven't you?
I have. Flint is a very special place that I was introduced to because I actually applied to be a mural painter there in 2014, that community type of muralism that I practiced. And at the same time, I was accepted to Alaska, and so things happened, but I just always stayed connected. There was something very special spiritually for me. And so I organized a project with Joe Scapani of the Flint Public Art Project called Flint by NOLA. And it's a two-part exchange. I've done them before. They're really just fun and great for all parties involved. And it's a simple concept. You swap the two cities' artists. And so last August, Ko, Jay, Swan, and I were flown up to Flint and did a jam, which is hitting a really big wall over a short period of time, and painted for a week in kind of what I call a micro-residency. I mean, you can talk to those three artists as well, but it was a very special experience. Right now is the first time that Flint is being colored in terms of it being shown as a place of positivity and not anything else. And so to be a part of that, to me, is something that I haven't been able to rip myself away from. So I went back last October to live there for a month with Joe Scapani of the Flint Public Art Project. And he put on Flint's first international mural festival. And so I put on my hat as an organizer and admin, and we flew 25 artists from around the world in and out of Flint to paint for a week. And again, I just have this weight in my heart. I can't stop going back there. And so I'm actually going to be relocating to Flint because there is something just so special happening on the ground with murals and street art. We've all had that, right? We're traveling and the place just grabs you for some reason. I mean, that's actually what New Orleans does to a lot of people.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Katie Yellow, who is the artist and the author of New Orleans Mural Street Art Graffiti, Volume 1. Katie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Susan.